And now it's time for the Brooklands Radio Playhouse.
Brooklands Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Upstage Surrey presents The Corfu Connection by Mary English.
Hello, Jade. Come in.
You asked to see me?
You make it sound like a summons.
It feels like a summons, especially as I know you can't stand me.
I wouldn't put it quite like that.
Oh, come on, Sarah. I've never been good enough for your son, have I? Your son, the aspiring doctor, shacked up with a waitress. Not quite what you had in mind, is it?
Look, I'm very busy, so I'm going to cut to the chase. It's Peter I want to talk about.
Oh?
I hadn't heard from him for a while, so I phoned him for a chat last night, and he wasn't himself. He sounded odd, upset, and when I tried to find out why, he said you dumped him.
He said that?
Not in so many words, but that was the gist of it. And I think it's very unkind of you.
Hold on a minute.
Of all the times to dump him, when you know he has his big interview for medical school next week, he needs to be calm and focused, not in a state of emotional turmoil.
Just a minute. I
admit John and I were very upset when he decided to put everything on hold for a year and move in with you to find himself, whatever that means. But hopefully he's got all that out of his system and now he's ready to get on with his studies. He's been offered a place at Oxford. I mean, Oxford.
Let me get this straight. You spoke to him and he sounded upset because we're breaking up. And somehow it's my fault.
Of course it is.
And he actually blamed me, did he?
Not in so many words, but he's not vindictive. I know my son. He's like his father. He represses things.
You mean they're both anally retentive?
Oh, must you use that expression?
Well, if the cap fits.
Look, John and I made a lot of sacrifices for Peter. We sent him to the best schools, encouraged him to study hard, and it's in his blood. My father was a doctor. Did you know that?
I think you might have mentioned it.
And John's father was a surgeon.
And John is a chiropodist.
Yes. Well, that was his choice. The point I'm trying to make is that Peter comes from a long line of medics and he got excellent grades for med school. He'd make a wonderful doctor. And God knows we need bright young doctors.
Peter, your country needs you.
Don't be facetious. I just think that at this important time in his life, we should all pull together for the sake of his future.
So, where do I fit into this let's all be nice to Peter scheme?
Well, God, this is awkward. I don't do this lightly, you understand. But I want you to make it up with him. Get back together.
What?
Only as a temporary arrangement, of course. Just to help boost his confidence. Make him feel more at ease with himself until after the interview. And then...
Dump him?
Let him go gently. I'm sure once he gets to Oxford, amongst like-minded people, he'll settle down and get on with his studies. Then he can go his own way and you can...
Bugger off.
Go your own way. It's an act of kindness, don't you agree?
No, I don't.
Why not?
It's perverse.
It's kind.
Deceitful.
Thoughtful.
Sarah, you're asking me to lie to your son. I call that deceitful.
It's not a real lie, is it? More of a white lie, done for his own good. Surely you can see that. You're an intelligent girl.
That's not what you said the first time you met me. According to Peter, you described me as uneducated, flighty, and looks like she buys her clothes from Oxfam.
I don't recall that.
Peter does. We've dined out on that one many times.
Jade, listen to me. If you've ever had any feelings for my son, surely you can do this one small thing. I'll make it worth your while.
Bribery?
I wouldn't put it like that.
How would you put it?
A token of my appreciation.
And what did you have in mind?
I'll think of something. Hello, Jade. Come in. Well?
I've spoken to Peter. In fact, we were up all night, just talking.
Thank goodness. I can't tell you what a relief that is. And you've done the right thing, you know. He'll thank you one day when he's a highly respected doctor. And you're...
out of sight and out of mind?
Doing your own thing, whatever that is. So everything's okay, back to normal.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I said we were up all night talking.
Exactly. Which means everything's all right.
You asked me to lie to your son.
I explained all that yesterday. It was just a white lie for his own good.
His own good, according to you.
I think I know my son better than anyone else. Credit me with that. Now, I said I'd make it up to you, and I'm a woman of my word. How does £500 sound?
Sorry?
£500.
£500?
I think that's quite a generous gesture, but okay then. £600.
My God!
What?
Well, you might have the morals of an alley cat, but do you really think I'm the sort of person who can be paid off? Well, I'm better than that. I can't be bought.
It's not a question of being bought. It's a gesture of goodwill. That's all. I made you a promise, and I'm going to write you a cheque, and it's up to you what you do with it.
It's not money I want. I want something quite different.
And what might that be?
Fun.
Fun?
Yeah. Let's have some fun. Let's play a game, shall we? Let's play, have you ever cheated on your husband?
Now you're being ridiculous.
Have you?
Of course not.
Why of course not?
Because I'm not that sort of person.
What sort of person cheats on their partner? I'd say a deceitful sort of person. And we've already proved you're deceitful. If you're prepared to lie to your son, then why not your husband?
I've lots to do today. Here's your check. Have it your own way. I did offer, and now I'd like you to leave.
I've done what you wanted, and now you want to toss me aside like, I know, like a used condom.
Oh!
Oh, dear. Did I offend you? Now, where were we? Oh, yes. We were playing a game of have you ever cheated on your husband?
Look, I know you think you're being very clever, but you don't know anything about me.
But Peter does. Remember that holiday you had in Corfu?
Corfu? That was years ago.
Peter was 7, but he remembers it very well, in detail. Especially the afternoon you claimed to be suffering from a migraine.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, don't worry, because Peter's told me all about it. Every detail of that afternoon is etched on his memory. Apparently, you all had lunch at the beach cafe. A rather good lunch with lots of wine. And then you all went down to the beach to sunbathe. John fell asleep. And you told Peter to stay on the beach because you had a migraine and you were going back to the hotel for a lie down. But Peter was bored. And after a while, he came back to the hotel to look for you. He opened the door very quietly so as not to disturb you. The doors to the balcony were wide open. The air was still with the heat of the afternoon. And there you were on the bed with a Greek waiter. Now, what's the expression? In flagrante delicto.
No. No, he must have been mistaken.
There's no mistake.
He's got it muddled. He was just a child.
Yes, imagine it. 7 years old and you see something like that. Last night, we opened a bottle of wine or two and we talked like we've never talked before. I discovered more things about Peter last night than in all the time I've known him. Have you any idea the effect that had on him? He saw things that day that no child of 7 should ever see, especially with his own mother. It explains so much about him. His insecurities, his mood swings, his fear of betrayal. You destroyed his childhood that day.
How dare you say that? I've always wanted what's best for my son. We both have.
You betrayed his trust in you. And then you went and sent him to boarding school. More betrayal.
That was John's idea. He wanted him to go to his alma mater.
And you went along with it. Even though he used to cry himself to sleep every night, and at the start of every term, he begged you, yes, he begged you, not to send him back.
None of this is any of your business.
Of course it's my business. I'm Peter's girlfriend. We have a very open and honest relationship. He knows he can tell me anything. Like your Wednesday afternoon arrangement.
What do you mean?
How? Every Wednesday, you go to a matinee in London and your husband plays golf.
So? Lots of couples have separate interests. Perfectly normal.
Strange that he plays golf every Wednesday and yet he has a handicap of 30. Now, either he's a lousy golfer or he's not getting in as much practice as he says.
You really are the most despicable.
Oh, now. The fun's only just starting. I'm going to set myself a challenge. I bet I could seduce your husband.
Do you honestly think my husband would look twice at a grubby little creature like you?
Well, let's see, shall we?
I trust him implicitly.
But does he trust you after what happened in Corfu? Or maybe he doesn't know about it.
You really are the...
Don't stop me now. I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball.
I'll give you £1,000. 2,000.
Don't stop me now. I'm having such a...
Stop! Please, stop.
Tomorrow's Wednesday. You have a matinee in London. And John is playing golf. Right?
Yes.
Wrong.
I don't understand.
Let's just say if you come back here tomorrow afternoon, you might be in for a surprise.
Peter! Peter! Are you here?
John, How lovely to see you.
Jade! What on earth are you doing here? I'm supposed to be meeting Peter.
Looks like you've got me instead.
He said it was important.
It is important. Very important.
I certainly hope so. I've given up an afternoon of golf to come here.
Drink?
It's a bit early.
Margarita, isn't it?
Well, yes. How did you know that?
You'd be surprised what I know.
Where did you learn to do that?
I'm not just a pretty face, you know. Here, see what you think.
Good grief. That's powerful.
Blows your socks off. Talking of socks.
What are you doing?
Slipping your shoes off.
Why?
I thought you might like a foot massage, seeing as you're into feet.
Oh, no. Jay, look, what's going on?
Just relax.
But I don't... Oh! Gosh.
Nice.
Well, yes, but...
Where's Sarah this afternoon?
Sarah, she's at a matinee.
Oh?
It's Wednesday. She goes every Wednesday. Oh, it's her thing.
And she's there today?
That's what she said this morning. It's in her diary.
You read her diary?
Yeah, I mean, no. I mean, what, I just happened to see it there.
So, that's all right then. Bottoms up.
Oh, that's enough now. I don't know what you're playing at, but I'm going to drink this, and then I'm going back to the golf course.
What's your handicap?
What's that to you?
Peter says it's over 30. That's not very good, is it?
Yeah, it's more of a social thing for me. I just play for fun.
Aha!
What does aha mean?
I like a man who enjoys a bit of fun.
Jade! What are you doing?
I'm just loosening your tie.
No! No, stop it! Stop it! No!
Oh, come on, John. Let's not play games. You know, don't you?
No what?
It was you all along.
What was?
Let's be adult about this. I mean, Peter's a lovely guy and I'm very fond of him. But he's just a boy. I prefer the mature man, Silver Fox, someone who's lived a bit, learned to appreciate the good things in life.
You don't mean me?
Let me refresh your drink.
No, God, this is all wrong.
We're consenting adults?
No, I'm not consenting, for goodness sake.
Resistance is futile. Here.
Right. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to drink this. You know, that's one of the best margaritas I've ever tasted. What was I saying? Yeah, right. Yes. I'm going to drink this and then I'm going.
You said that before.
Yes. Well, this time I mean it. Hang on. What am I saying? This is my house. You're the one who needs to go.
I think you're slightly tipsy.
And you are a bad girl.
Do you like bad girls, John?
Yeah, no, I mean, no. Now, be a good girl and go home.
Oh, come on, stop pretending.
I mean it. I want you to leave.
I've seen the way you look at me, all those sidelong glances.
I am a married man. I don't do that sort of thing.
It was just a bit of fun. Love in the afternoon.
Oh, what was that?
I didn't hear anything.
It sounded like the front door.
Well, loosen your tie, John.
Sarah! Morning, Sarah. Hey, any coffee left in the pot? I'll make some then, shall I? Yes. My back's killing me this morning. That bed in the spare room is awful. It's like sleeping on rocks. I've cancelled all my appointments for today. I thought I'd take you to lunch at your favourite restaurant. What do you think, Sarah? Oh, for God's sake, say something.
You disgust me.
Look, I told you.
Pathetic, weak will.
But it wasn't what it looked like.
Give me a break.
If you'll just listen. Please. I came home yesterday expecting to meet Peter. I got a text saying he needed to talk to me about something important. When I turned up, she was here.
So you thought you'd take advantage?
No! No, it wasn't like that at all. She mixed me a very strong margarita. Well, two, in fact, and...
And, of course, you couldn't resist.
I had a very stressful morning, had it happened.
You're a chiropodist. What's stressful about feet?
I had a lady with a very nasty fungal infection. I'd never seen anything quite like it. It was...
Stop! For God's sake!
Well, it was such an unusual case. Look, you usually see with a fungal infection...
Shut up! Just shut up! I've spent our entire married life hearing about bloody feet. Feet! 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 Why couldn't you have been a surgeon like Daddy? Or a doctor like Peter? I mean, what sort of... person wakes up in the morning excited at the thought of a whole day of feet.
I'm sorry I've been such a disappointment.
Too late for that now. So, what was it she wanted to tell you?
Promise you won't be angry.
Just tell me.
She said it was me all along.
What was you all along?
Me? Well, that she fancied.
You?
Well, apparently.
And you believed her?
Well, she said she liked older men. Called me a silver fox.
Silver fox? You? More like an old goat.
Well, steady on.
George Clooney is a silver fox. Or Colin Firth. Or Hugh Grant. Or...
All right. All right. No need to rub it in.
Well, it's laughable. Did you honestly think she'd be interested in a balding, short-sighted chiropodist with a foot fetish?
Okay, I admit I was flattered. For moments or two, but I've never been unfaithful to you. I swear on Peter's life and... Well, nothing happened. I was literally pushing her away when you came in and... Well, hold on a minute. Why did you come home early? I thought you were in London at a matinee. And how come Jade came round when you told me they'd split up? Look, Sarah, is there something you're not telling me?
I asked Jade to take Peter back.
You did what?
Just till he had his interview. So that he'd feel calmer, more focused. And when she agreed, I offered her some money.
You bribed her.
It was a gesture of goodwill, but she turned it down. Said she wanted some fun instead.
What sort of fun?
She bet me she could seduce you, and that if I came home early, I'd see the proof.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God! You know what this means, don't you? But we've been set up. We've been taken for fools and well and truly set up.
I always said she was a manipulative bitch.
Unbelievable.
Thank goodness Peter's finished with her.
Yeah, right. Right!
What are we going to do?
We'll play her at her own game. We'll go round to her flat and tell Peter what she's been up to. I'll let him know what sort of creature she is, and, well, he's well rid of her. And then I'll take us all out for a slap-up lunch. Good plan?
Good plan.
Sarah, you do believe me, don't you, when I say I've never been unfaithful? You do believe me?
Yes. Yes, I believe you. Silver fox.
And what about you?
What about me?
Have you been faithful?
Come on, then. Otherwise, we'll never get a table.
Sarah! Sarah!
Well, this is a surprise.
Can't we visit our son in his own flat?
I guess so. It's just unexpected.
Your father has taken a day off and we're planning to go out to lunch, so we thought you'd like to come too.
Nice idea, but I've made other plans.
Well, that's a shame.
I bet you're chatting up for your interview next week, isn't it?
Ha ha! You'll sail through it!
They'll be lucky to have you. Are you getting excited?
Ah.
What does ah mean?
There's no easy way to tell you this, but there isn't going to be an interview.
Do you mean they've accepted you unconditionally? Well, that's marvellous.
No, Dad. It means I'm not going.
Not going?
He's pulling our leg.
Sorry, son. Not falling for that.
For once in your lives, would you please just listen? I'm not going because I don't want to be a doctor.
I don't understand. I mean, you've always wanted to be a doctor.
You mean you've always wanted me to be a doctor?
You said so when you were five. I remember it very clearly.
Yes, and I also wanted to be a train driver. And a fighter pilot. And an astronaut. I've been trying to tell you for years that I wanted something different, but you two had made up my mind for me. You wanted me to be a doctor, and that was that.
But you passed all the right exams for medical school. That's why they offered you an interview.
So, doesn't mean I have to go.
Jade's behind this, isn't she? She's talked you out of it.
Jade's been very supportive. Just because you don't like her.
With good reason.
She told me how you summoned her about our breakup and how you assumed it was all her fault. How you accused her of dumping me before my interview. But if you'd listened instead of jumping to conclusions, she'd have told you what really happened. We decided to part as friends by mutual consent. And you know the best bit. Thanks to you and your interfering, you've brought us back together again. We're going to go backpacking for the next 6 months. And then I'm going to art school.
Art school?
Are you crazy?
You can't earn a living from art.
You'll end up like Van Gogh, going around pubs to barter for food.
Well, don't worry. I won't come begging on your doorstep.
It's sacrilege. My father will be turning in his grave.
He made his choice and I've made mine. It's my life and I'll take responsibility for it.
Ah, family reunion? I'm all packed.
Jolly good. Well, we'll be off. I take it you won't be expecting us to send postcards.
You can't just walk off.
This is madness.
I've never felt so certain in my life.
You're both looking a bit pale. Why don't you take yourselves off for a nice bit of winter sunshine? I believe Corfu's very nice at this time of year.
Ah, yes. Corfu. I'll never forget the holiday we had in Corfu. Isn't that right, Mother?
I want to go home.
Okay. What did he mean about Corfu? Sarah? Sarah?
You have been listening to The Corfu Connection by Mary English, directed by Sarah Robinson and edited by Dave O'Rorty, with Susan Monteregi as Sarah, Mike Ainsworth as John, Sarah Edgar as Jade, and Glenn Johnson as Peter. Music and sound effects courtesy of YouTube. Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment by local people, for local people.
Brooklands Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.